Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation with Lieutenant General James Clapper, Air Force retired, Director of the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. Joining us in our conversation is John Kaminsky.
General Clapper, can you give us an overview of NGA's top priorities for this coming year?
Well, I guess the first priority would be to continue to instantiate, 25-cent word, for institutionalizing the idea or the concept of geospatial intelligence. So that's kind of priority one. We have put a lot of emphasis on what we call a performance-based culture. Since in NGA, we've had a pay-for-performance system for about 6 years now, which is a growing trend in the government. And this is quite a radical departure from the classical way that civil service officers have been compensated in the past, where we attempt to make differentiation among employee performance and then reward them financially accordingly. So we will continue to refine that process. When NEMA, as the agency was then called, was stood up in 1996, it inherited a pretty sick infrastructure in that the antecedent infrastructures, which were separate, and by that I mean the communications and computer capabilities, which were not compatible and all that sort of thing. And we have spent a lot of time, energy, and money on rectifying that infrastructure so that we can cope with the volumes of data that we have to cope with. So that clearly is another emphasis. There's what we call convergence, which is meant to capture the notion of building a very robust, as we call it, TPED capability, which is an acronym for Tasking, Processing, Exploitation, Dissemination. And what we are being confronted with is a rather substantial deluge of data that comes to us from many sources, satellites, be they government or commercial, airborne, and other sources of data. And that is going to increase exponentially. So we absolutely positively must build ourselves a very robust, modernized infrastructure to accommodate, ingest all that material, and most importantly, convey it, do something with it so that users can make use of it. So those are, I think, our big hitters as we approach 2005.
Let me ask again about convergence, because I know you wrote a letter to the entire workforce talking about its importance. So I was hoping you could elaborate a little bit more about that. And also, what's the role of the employees in convergence?
Well, I have tried to convey this, the importance of this, to the not only the employees internally, but, of course, our executive branch overseers, as well as the Congress, so they understand why this is important. Typically and historically, the way we have approached this in the past has been, if we field a collection system, say a satellite system or an airborne system, then somewhat as an afterthought, we will also then attend to the ground structure that has to accommodate or ingest the material that's collected from the collection platform, whatever it is. And then we do this classically on a one-off basis. So as our collection systems multiply, we just cannot continue this inefficient approach to having a TPED structure that is done on a one-off basis, one per collection system. The technology is such today that we can converge all these separate ground structures into one robust system, and then make it easier both for our analysts internally to ingest and look at and analyze this material, and also for our users to extract from our databases what they need. So, to us, to me personally, convergence is crucial to our future. If we're going to keep up with, you know, what I call the four V's, which is the volume, velocity, variety, and veracity, meaning the accuracies that are being expected of us, and if we're going to keep up with that, we have to build this robust TPED, or Tasking, Processing, Exploitation, Dissemination system. And employees have a huge role in this, because they're the ones going to make it work. So it's obviously important, it's crucial that I enlist their understanding of what convergence means and their participation to make it work.
Along the lines of convergence, could you tell us about the National System for Geospatial Intelligence, NSG as I understand it? Why is this important?
The National System for Geospatial Intelligence is the compilation of the amalgam, I guess, of the people, the systems, the technology, the policies and doctrine that comprise the enterprise of National Geospatial Intelligence. What that implies is not only the agency that I'm director of, the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, but the larger community that we serve, since we, of course, engage with the military departments, the services, the warfighters, as well as partnerships that we have with the civil agencies, since we serve other cabinet departments besides DOD. So it is the totality of this system, since we provide the workstations and the like that support people who also draw on our products and services. So it is the stewardship of this larger system that it's kind of a second hat that I wear in addition to that as director.
And how about geospatial intelligence, or GEOINT, if I've said that right? Could you tell us about this?
Well, geospatial intelligence, as I say, represents this amalgam of imagery and imagery analysis and imagery intelligence. So it is the picture on the ground in a geospatial or geographical context. And it is from that, then, you derive information of national security that has national security implications. So, for example, for the military, if the military is very interested in such questions as where are the bad guys, where could they move, and what is the road network that might support their movement or mine, where are the bridges? Where are the key infrastructure? So it's all that data on the ground, on the terrestrial dimension, over which other forms of intelligence or information can be overlaid. It gives, say, a military commander in the field the picture of the environment in which he or she is going to operate.
I know that NGA is also leading the way in terms of standardizing the share of geospatial information, the sharing of geospatial information, and I've been reading about the Standards Technical Working Group. Why is this important?
Well, as we try to serve as the leader, the steward, if you will, for this larger system, it's important that we and people are looking to us to do this, that we sort of prescribe the building codes, if you will. That you've done that under Underwriter Laboratory kind of seal of approval. So if you're going to buy a piece of equipment, a computer, whatever it is, that you've got to, it's got to be compatible with the larger National System for Geospatial Intelligence. So that then implies sort of endorsement or actually the description and prescription of standards. Now, this gets to be very complex because we deal internationally, since we have many agreements with foreign counterparts. So there's a set of international standards. There are, of course, a set of commercial standards. And our approach, frankly, is if there's a capability, hardware, software that can be procured off the shelf that'll satisfy our need, that's what we should do. So you have the commercial standards, then you have the military spec standards. And what we are attempting to do is to sort of compile those into a single directive so that we've got all these geospatial intelligence standards in one place. Again, it's kind of the building codes in order to promote collaboration and interoperability.
In addition to geospatial intelligence, NGA's had a role in supporting recovery from national disasters like the World Trade Center, the space shuttle, the hurricanes in Florida. I understand that NGA is also helping the relief efforts in the tsunami-impacted regions. How is NGA providing support there?
Well, John, this is a growth business for us, if I could use that term. It goes back actually to before the agency was formed. And that predecessor elements of the agency have always had a disaster relief mission. So if you have some natural disaster, say flood, hurricane, earthquake, whatever it is, just domestically, the agency and its predecessors would bring to bear either the national means or more recently commercial means to enable planners and responders to look at literally, no pun intended, the big picture. So you can look at a large area and see the extent of damage. You can see the impacts, for example, on road networks. You can see where you have to concentrate your relief efforts first. You can see what the impact has been on the infrastructure. So that FEMA at the national level and in a domestic context at the state level as well, we can provide them with these views or pictures that show the larger area of damage that's been affected, so they can use that as a planning aid as well. Now, this mission has been easily translates or transforms into support to Homeland Security. So we have a extensive effort to support our Homeland Security efforts, and all we've done here is apply the same tactics, techniques, and procedures, the same products, services, solutions that we have long done in an overseas context, and just overlay them into a domestic context as well. So every special event in the United States, Super Bowl, political conventions, inauguration, whatever it is, we are there with a deployed team, and we provide that common operating picture on which the other agencies, federal, state, local, and regional, can all share. So they're all looking at the same map, if you will, the same geospatial depiction. Similarly, in the tsunami disaster, we were able to do the same thing, only overseas. The 11 countries that were affected in the Indian Ocean littoral, which is a unbelievable magnitude of this disaster, and of course it has had profound impact on the littoral environment around the Indian Ocean. So we will have to be redoing all of the geospatial depictions, the maps, and the like, because of the change to the littoral, both maritime conditions as well as terrestrial.
Littoral being coastline.
Yes, right.
That's interesting. I didn't realize they have to redo the maps. Many are talking these days about the need for intelligence agency to collaborate and work more closely. What are the management challenges that needs to be addressed to make this happen? We'll ask General Clapper, NGA Director, about these when the Business of Government Hour continues.